let's quickly review Pesachim Daf Pei Ches. The Daf begins with two agadic statements. Amar Rav Lassa, the Beis Hamidrash is referred to in Yeshayahu as Beis Elokei Yaakov, rather than the place of Elokei Avram Elokei Yitzchak, to emphasize that the way Yaakov described the Beis Hamidrash like a house is more accurate than how Avram and Yitzchak described it, like a mountain and a field, respectively. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, second statement, Gadol Kibbutz Galios Kiyom Shenivru Bo Shemayim Varetz. The day that the Jews gather in Eretz Yisrael from exile is as great as the day the world was created. Yasum Sheshachtu Alav Apachopsin. The Mishnah said that if two different caretakers each register a Yasum on the Karban Pesach, he can choose which one to eat. This does not mean we rely on Brera, because the Yasum's consent isn't necessary to register in a Karban Pesach. Consent is only required of a Jewish adult, like grown children, a wife, and Jewish servants. The Braisa adds that if one of the people's consent is required, meaning adult Jews, never objected to the Baal HaBayis, including them in the Karban, they are Yotze with that Karban. They are only removed from the Baal HaBayis' Karban when they object or shecht their own carbon, which is the same thing as an objection. Eved shel shnei shutfin. The Mishnah said that if two partners own an Eved, he cannot partake of either master's carbon Pesach. The Gemara explains, b'dekapti adadi. We're talking about owners who don't want to benefit from each other, so the owners don't allow their share in the Eved to benefit from the other owner's carbon. If, however, lo kapti adadi, the owners don't mind benefiting from each other, the Braisa says he can eat from whichever one he wants. If somebody is half free and half slave, the Mishnah says he cannot partake of his master's carbon Pesach. Whether he can eat his own carbon depends. When Basil originally thought that he can remain a chatziyah v'chatziyah ben chorin indefinitely by splitting his week between working for himself and working for his master, we assume that he cannot eat his own carbon because he doesn't control the half of himself that's still neved. But once Basil agreed to the Beis Shammai, the Mishnah in Ezio says that Basil will force the remaining master to free him so that he can get married and have children, we allow him to eat his own carbon because we already consider him to be completely free. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'omer la'avdot se'u shchot alayis ha'pesach. If somebody asks a servant to shecht the carbon pesach for him without specifying what type of animal to use, the servant can shecht either a lamb or a goat, even if the master usually shechts one kind or the other. If the servant shechted both a goat and a lamb, the owner should eat from the first one. The Gemara explains this is only true if the owner of the carbon are a king and a queen who are so used to good food that they don't really care which type of animal is used and are happy to accept the first one. A regular person who has a preference cannot eat either one because we can't be registered on two carbonos pesach at the same time. This issue was one of the two issues that the king consulted the queen, who consulted Rav Gamliel, to clarify. The other issue was a lizard who was found in the palace kitchen and they worried that the entire meal was tameh. Rav Gamliel advised pouring cold water on it, which revealed that it was still alive, so everything was tahar. Nim says, "Kol ha'suda tzliyah." Rav Gamliel says, "Gemara says it turns out the entire royal meal depended on Rav Gamliel." Shachach masha amar lo rabo. If the servant forgot what type of animal the master asked for, he should take two animals and make a condition that if the master asked for a goat, the goat will be the master's, and the sheep will be for the eved. If the master asked for a sheep, then the reverse will be true. Even though kol masha kana eved kana rabo, master automatically owns whatever an eved requires. Whatever an eved acquires, the slave can acquire his own carbon pesach if the animal is given to him al menashe l'rabo rishusbo, with a tenai that the master has no right over it. Shachach rabo masha omar lo. If both the servant and the master forgot what type of animal the master asked for, they burn both animals and neither has to bring a pesach sheni. One version of Abaye holds that if they had already forgotten before the Zrika Saddam, since at the time of the Zrika there already wasn't Roy Lachila, they would have to bring a Pesach Sheni. The second version of Abaye comments on a Braisa where the hides of the five Korbanos Pesach got mixed up and they discovered a mum in one of them, all the Korbanos are burned and they're exempt from Pesach Sheni. And Abaye says that if they got mixed up before the Zrika, they would have to bring a Pesach Sheni because it was never fit to be eaten at the time of Zrika. According to the second version of Abaye, in the case of the Mishnah, they would always be exempt from Pesach Sheni, even if they forgot before the Zrika, because the carbon itself is really kosher. It's just that they can't remember which animals are the carbon. Vayika chadlo nafik. The Gemara asks why, in the case of the Braisa, we don't require Pesach Sheni, if after all one of the carbonos was possible and therefore somebody wasn't Yotze the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, lo efshar, there's no viable option. And what do you want to do? We can't have all five people bring the Pesach Sheni, because for four of them it will be chulin bazar, because they aren't obligated. They also can't all bring a single Pesach Sheni together, because four of them, who are already Yotze, cannot register on the Pesach sheni, and it cannot be eaten by people who aren't registered in it. We also can't have them bring the carbon on the condition that if they were ready yotzei with their Pesach Rishon, that the new carbon will be a shlamim, because the chaz of a shok, the breast and the thigh leg of the shlamim, goes to the kohen, but not the chaz of a shok of a Pesach. And finally, even if they all bring one kohen who has not yet made his own Pesach, and have him eat the chaz of a shok of every single one of them, it would still be a problem of limiting the time that we can eat a carbon shlamim, because normally a carbon shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. But since there are a safek carbon Pesach Sheni, they're not sure one of them might be Pesach Sheni, they'll only be eaten through that night. So it's going to be a severe limitation on the amount of time that the carbon is going to be allowed to be eaten.